growing up, my family wasn't there for me. It was difficult. And I need to set something for my kids, an empire to leave for them.
My family was poor. I definitely would not absolutely want my kids to go through this.
But how did you feel when you got a yes from an agent?
Oh no, that was the best thing ever.
It was baffling. I was like,
This is real.
Yeah.
Why was it so quick the second time?
I never doubt it. Since we started to get these rent-to-rent, just keep going.
This is why you're doing it. Remember where you're coming from. Remember how it was hard for you. And that's my why.
How was the process of setting up your rent-to-rents? Was it easy or hard?
It was so hard.
Was it?
The amount of no's that we got, it was like, off-putting if we weren't on the mastermind call and just being around other people.
How many no's did you get?
So many.
We had a lot of no's.
So many. Must have been hundreds.
And to know we start up in, let's say, April. And, yeah. And it didn't take that long. It took about 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah, but 2 months is long.
2 months is still long.
Yeah, 2 months
it is when you're getting no after no.
And then when we hit the first one, sometime June.
Yeah.
And that was direct with an agent. Then we said, okay, from there onwards, we just keep get going.
Confidence.
The confidence build. And as you said in the learning material, you know, just keep following the process.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing. We're just following it out. We keep following up. And then once that first one come, I think they just start to come back to us.
Right.
We don't need to phone up anymore.
Do you own any properties or do you just control everything?
We don't own anything that we are renting.
We are renting, but residential is just...
We own our residential home.
Cool. So you don't own any investment properties, but you're making a full-time salary from properties that you don't own.
Yeah.
You're making, what, about $2,000-$3,000 a month?
Yeah.
From rent to rent?
Rent to rent.
So talk to me about how you, like, why you decided... You're in a good job. What is it that you do, Omar?
I'm an electrical engineer by trade.
Right.
I work for the railway. And I was just surfing the net one day and I saw Evan's video pop up and I was like, gosh. And then I said, Julia, as soon as she came home, I was like, you need to watch this, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I was like, who's this Samuel? You know, I never knew about Samuel and I saw that. And then when I saw the Evan's video, I was like, so inspiring. My daughter said, let's watch it together and watch it. And then, you know, we've been to the first one pound course in Birmingham, I think end of February. And we're so amused what was going on. So we say, okay, well, let's purchase a few packages. Never going on to the academy at the same time. But we start off with the rent-to-rent accelerator at HMO and the deal selling.
Service accommodation.
Mm-hmm. And we've done it there. And yeah, that's how we get started up, you know.
Mm.
We just by coming to that £1 course in Birmingham. And then after then, we follow through with another one in Newcastle, where was that was a deal selling. Yes, that was the deal selling. We buy the deal selling package there.
Okay.
What, you found the deal at the deal selling masterclass?
No.
We didn't find
the
deal. We just come to another £1 course in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And that was a deal selling course. We were running up there, our crash course up there. So we come up there and then we buy the package and they say, you know, we went back home and said, let's start, do something about this as well. And they just keep going. And I think followed into April, that's when we really decide to come into it full time.
Yeah.
And join the academy.
So who out of the two of you, who's the one hitting the phones and getting rejected?
We both phone around.
I feel like, for me, the process that Hostling said, if you've got quite a few where you don't mind you getting a no there and then, it's okay because you can just say next,
right.
next. And there was some days like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Let me have a break.
Yeah.
I guess the pain wasn't there and my why didn't kick in then, because if it had, I would have just continued. But the next day is like, okay, let's try again. And the key is being around other people that have done it.
Right.
They are doing it. They are getting no's as well as us. So it was like, okay.
And even when we were getting those no's, just jumping on the mastermind call at nighttime and you listen to the other guy's success, the next day is just kind of spur you on. You know, let's make some more phone calls. That was how we kind of...
So how did you get your first yes? And what did it feel like? And what was the process of then taking a yes from a landlord to then setting it up and making the kind of profits you're making now?
The first yes was through an agent. So we saw the agent and we phoned him up. The first property, that was in Bedford, to be honest. So that property in Bedford, we phoned up the agent and they said, yeah, we do take company let. Okay, set the process up. And we already had company set up. So we gone in, you know, go through the normal process, pay the funds required. And we appoint a SA manager. And then SA manager decide, you know, we could do the furnishing for you. And Justin Julian said, you know, that's my fee. I can do that myself.
Yeah, right.
And we done it really well to the point where when they, you know, come and have a look around, they were so pleased of what we done. So for the first one, we kind of get the understanding how to do, what we expect to see at the end result.
For me, that's right up my street. I love making and doing and making things look how I would have wanted it if I'm going in there. So I've always got it in my head, like, if I was to stay here, how would I like it to be?
Yeah.
What would I appreciate more? Or how would I just put myself in there? Yeah. That's how I dressed the properties that I have.
But how did you feel when you got a yes from an agent?
Oh, no, that was the best thing ever.
What did they say? What happened?
So we rang up and we said, is that property available? And they said yes. And we were like, it's not going to be us that's living there ourselves. It will be in a company let. And they said, okay, that's fine. We do take them. Apparently, we've got one in the building already. So it's we're familiar with it. And we're like, yes.
Who was on the phone? Was it out of the two of you?
I think that was myself, you know.
Really?
I think it was myself.
I think it was him.
But when we get to the nitty-gritty of the contract says you can't have it on Airbnb. You can't have it. And it must be a minimum of...
5 nights.
No, initially it was 40 nights. We negotiate and get it down to 5 nights.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we're not having it. We can't do this.
Yeah.
40 nights and minimum 40 nights stay. And we can't put in booking.com. Okay. they get back to us and said, okay, we could do 5 nights, minimum 5 nights. And we decide to walk away from the deal. And someone on the mentor.
Yeah. No. I was at a course in Heathrow and I was expressing it to him. I kind of remember. And they were like, no, speak to a mentor, hear what they say. And I think I spoke to Hoslyn and I was saying to her, this is the situation. They wanted us to guarantee that guests will be in there 5 nights minimum. And we can't guarantee that on a company let because it's initially going to be on Airbnb. And she said, it is possible, just go for it. And so far, we haven't had guests that's booked more than 2 weeks. That's the minimum they've booked.
Minimum of 2 weeks?
Minimum.
Yeah. Wow.
Majority monthly booking for that.
And where is this property?
That's in Bedford.
And now, that's the thing, because a lot of people think about Airbnb, booking.com, serviced accommodation, short stay lets. They think they've got people coming in for stag do's, hen nights, one, two nights. But actually, there's a lot of relocators, there's professionals, contractors.
Exactly.
So 2 weeks is the minimum.
Minimum. That's what booking we're getting.
And how much are you paying the landlord?
$830.
And how much are you charging on a nightly basis?
That one is with the SA manager, so we're kind of hands off.
Yeah.
For me, I was really scared because that kind of 5 night was really scary for me. So I said to them, this is the situation, and we hand it over to them.
We've gone in 120 a night.
Yeah.
And SA manager, I think she started to market it at 100 with discount, saying 25% discount if you book for the whole month. And that's what we start to get pure monthly booking coming in for.
But the thing is, if they're paying £100 a month, £100 a night for the whole month, that's like £3,000. And you're only paying the landlord
eight thirty
after your bills and everything. What's that? What are you left with profit on that?
The first month we get
1,200
something for 6 weeks.
What did you think when you saw that kind of profit coming?
It was baffling. I was like,
This is real. This is real.
Yeah.
It does work. It does work. Because for me, I'm a skeptic person. I was like, it's not going to work. It's a lie. It's just too good to be true. Exactly. Like, that's me. That's just my personality. You have to dig deep. You have to prove for me to really, really trust you. And then when I saw that, it was like, wow, it does work. It does work.
And as soon as that one starts bringing some funds, we go straight to Birmingham. And that one was director landlord.
Yeah.
So you got another one. How long did it take to get...
Straight off the back of the...
Why was it so quick the second time?
It's the confidence, I think. I think it's the confidence because you've done it. You can see that it's working. And it's just the confidence that you have when you approach people that you can do it. Like now, this landlord is calling us all the time. We've got this, we've got that, we're doing this, we're doing that.
Yes.
How many properties have you picked the keys up?
We've picked the keys up for four. We've got four keys.
So you've got four properties at the moment?
Yeah.
We've got four properties live and one getting ready in the next week or two.
Have you got the keys for that one?
We haven't got the keys yet,
but we contract everything agreed, guarantor, everything done.
So you've got four at the moment that are up and running live.
Up and running live.
Making you good money, sort of $2,000-$3,000. You've got your fifth one going live.
Which is through my existing agent, the first agent.
And you're kind of full-time mom.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I've got six kids.
Six kids. Wow. The thing is, it's not practical. In my opinion, I don't think it's practical to go to work every day, 9 to 5, and then you've got the travel on top, man and woman, with kids at home. It's not, I just don't see how people can do it. You know, we've got young kids, and when I went, we're talking about getting one of our kids is going to be going to nursery or preschool, and we went, and some of the kids there were 6 months old at the preschool, and 6 months old, and they're there 50, 60 hours a week, and I'm thinking, listen, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but I personally... I'm at home all the time. My wife's at home all the time. And I think being an entrepreneur and having a business, yes, it's hard. Yes, it takes a lot of persistence, but it's worth it.
Yes.
I think so as well. Definitely hard, definitely need the persistence. But if you put that work in for the process, I think it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I keep, that's my belief. I never doubt it. Since we start to get these rent to rent, just keep going.
How hard is the... Because you've talked about the pain and the suffering of getting your first yes, the rejection month after month. Once you've got the keys and you've got the property, is it still painful or did you find that the setup process was also painful or was that easier?
On our first one...
Setup was quite easy for that one.
Because it was our first one, we didn't know what we were doing. We backwards, forwards to the shop. So it took us a longer time.
Do you think that your first time round is always hardest though, just generally? Like, you said that when you got the keys to the first property, your confidence went up. And I think when you're not expecting a yes and you're thinking, oh, they're going to say no. They say no. But when you get a yes, you then think, oh, well, I'll keep getting yeses. And it's almost like what you expect to happen, what you believe, you almost manifest. If you're thinking this is too good to be true, this isn't going to work, it's almost like... You know, if you're about to get married and you walk down the aisle and you're saying, this marriage is going to fail, this marriage is going to fail, you're dooming it.
You have to set that mindset. The yes is coming.
So what advice would you give yourself last year if you were speaking to yourself from a year ago?
Speaking to myself last year, I could only wish our parents instilled what we know now. And what advice I would have given myself last year compared to now, I would have started earlier. Mm. Omar, start earlier. Don't wait this long.
Yeah.
For me, what advice I would give myself is don't think that something is too good to be true.
Yeah.
Because if other people are doing it, there's no reason why you can't.
Right. Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't. And I find that for me, I find I make a lot of excuses. A lot of excuses as to why I can't do this and to why I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting a mindset reset, if that makes sense, as to this is going to work. And in property as well, we've noticed that with guests and negative reviews, and if it's not being booked, it's just having that mindset that, okay, what can I do? It's not what's happening, okay. And I was listening to the Rich Dad Poor Dad book with my son, and he was saying that it's not what you have, what you don't have, sorry, what do you have? That's what he said. What can I do? It's not what I can't do this. So, well, it's what can I do? So it's that reset of my mind that I would want to advise myself last year, if that makes
That's
sense.
That's great. Absolutely. What do you think has differentiated you guys with lots of people that attempt to be successful in business? I mean, I think 90%, I think it is, of businesses fail within the first 5 years. So what do you think is different about you guys? Why have you been successful?
I think for me, it's being around other like-minded people. Yeah. I started by saying that I know me. If I'm not in that environment, I will just whittle away. So for me, I have to put myself in that place where other people are doing the same thing that I want to do. I often say to my kids that if you want to do something, if you want to be something, you have to find someone who's done it, who's doing it, and see what they're doing and copy them. That's the only way you're going to get to that point. And for us, just being on crewing, just speaking to the mentors, taking advantage of that, speaking to the mentors, speaking to other academy members and coming on the academy calls. It's just being around people who are doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. What would you say, Emma?
I think I would definitely agree with what Julia is saying. Again, it's about the mindset. It goes back to, I think she said something about a copy just now. And when I look back and I see, you know, just by that first one, it's almost like a copy and paste job we're doing going forward now.
So absolutely.
I totally agree with what Julia's saying.
That's amazing. What is it that gives you your motivation? What's your drive? What kept you going through all those no's?
I think once the worst, for me, is watching that first video, and we have to set, why are we doing it? Why are we doing this? Yeah. What are your goals? And for me, it's my kids. Growing up, my family wasn't there for me. It was difficult. And I need to set something for my kids. So at this minute, we are trying to build an empire. That's what I'm looking at, an empire to leave for them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my...
For my why, my husband is sickly. So he's got sickle cell disease. He is the main breadwinner. Can you imagine the panic? He went into hospital for 8 days and it was like, he needs blood transfusion, they're going to stop and start his heart, all this kind of thing. And I was like, I didn't have a dad. God forbid, if anything should happen to him, what have I got in place for my kids? And it's like, I need to know that if he's not here, the kids are okay. We're not struggling like I struggle. I mean, we grew up in Jamaica. My mom was a single mom. He was better off, I often said to him and tease him, like, what does he see in me? Because his family had money. My family was poor. So it was like, I definitely would not absolutely want my kids to go through this. And that's my why. And that's what keeps me going. And even when I'm slowing down and it's not going how I wanted to go, I just pick myself up and think like, okay, this is why you're doing it. This is why you're doing it. Remember where you're coming from. Remember how it was hard for you. And that's my why. That's my why.
Well, I think that's really powerful. And I think that, you know, you're gonna definitely leave that legacy for your kids, but not just your kids, because even within the academy, you guys are such a bright light. And you're so humble. Like you sit there, or you're crewing, or you're being at an event, and there'll be all these other academy members, and I don't think people know, because you're just there as a delegate asking questions, and people don't realise, actually, these guys have got a whole bunch of rent-to-rents, and they're making very good money. Yeah. I don't think people quite realise.
Over a short period of time, 3 months. Yeah. We've only gone in it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Give ourselves a year, two years. You know, we just started.
Yeah.
So there's many more to come.
I would say, because I was like, oh, we're not ready yet to go on Winners on Wednesday. I would say that because I haven't done your course justice, because there's so much that you've advised. And it's, if you take it on, you take it on. If you don't, then it's your decision. But there's so much that you advise that if I was to like doing it to the book, to the T, we would have been so much further. So my proposal to you is that once we are where I think in my head, where I know actually, let's rephrase it, I'll be in like 6 months, then we'll come back and see.
100%. We can definitely do a part two.
Yes.
Because already what you've achieved is incredible. Yes. You know, fifth rent to rent now, thousands of pounds a month coming in. You've systemized it nicely. Yeah. How much time do you have to spend managing the portfolio?
I would say probably 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
It's the cleaners. It's the cleaners.
They're what? They do everything?
No, it's the cleaners that you need to manage more than anything else.
Yeah. What's the top tips then for finding and managing cleaners? That's the hardest part.
Gosh.
That is hard, finding a good cleaner. We've kind of interviewed 3 so far for the Birmingham project.
Mm-hmm.
And they were difficult to find, but in the end, we find a lady who is really on top. She's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What advice would I give? Have them there, let them see what you are like, what your personality is.
What your standards
are. What your standards are.
Yeah.
And just let them know that, I say this already, that this is, just think about it like, I'm moving in, I'm going in there. So it's always, I put myself in there and I'm thinking, if it's not good enough for me, then I don't want it to be for anybody on my essays.
And I think what you set out, again, in the first bit of the rent-to-rent accelerator online version was, what are you aiming for? A luxury? A basic?
Yeah.
And we went for the luxury feel.
Yeah.
So where are your properties?
So we've got one in Bedford. That's the first one. The second one in Birmingham City Centre. The third one in Buckingham. That's where we live. And the fourth one in Milton Keynes, Wolverhampton.
Nice.
And the fifth is Bracknell.
Bracknell.
Okay. So they're kind of a little bit scattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mostly begin with a B.
Mostly, that's what our kids say.
We need the Bista now and then.
Yeah, okay. Bista Village.
Yeah.
We need the Bista Village now.
What do your family think about what you've done?
Oh, gosh.
Family.
I think once we bought our second home in Jamaica, then we'll say, this is what we've done from it, you know.
Yeah. But then a lot of people, I think, would listen to their loved ones. And if they were about to pursue a career, invest in a program, and then all their family were saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
From day one, it's been us. When we have kids and we were really struggling, they were little on top of each other. I had three children under 5 at one point, and it was like,
it's just us.
No one.
No
so
grandmother.
Now we don't really need to.
Yeah, we never had a grandmother, grandparents around.
Yeah.
My mom passed when I was 10. Her mom is still living in Jamaica. We just never had a family around us.
Yeah.
Even though my dad's side of family, we got half living over here in the UK, half living in Jamaica, because how my granddad structured his family, you know, wife in Jamaica, so he got half a family there. Got Mrs. over here, half a family here. But we just never close. They never support us.
Yeah.
I remember when we just started to go out, one of my aunts said, don't go out with this girl, find somebody else.
Wow. And now look, big, beautiful family. And now part of a big academy family.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which I think is one of the most, from what I've heard from what you're saying, the academy is not just about education, it's also about support and the environment, the family, the community.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what would be your final words of wisdom?
Listen to your gut instinct. I don't think this is for everyone because I don't think everyone's going to put the work in.
Yeah.
If you know you've got a reason why you need to come out of what you're in or you're not content of, if for whatever reason, you know, you just know within yourself that this is not where I am at now. It's not where I should be. Just try property, because it wasn't my initial thing. I was like, okay, I'll come with you to the course. And it's the best thing, I'm not gonna lie. The knowledge, like there's so many things that we know now that we didn't know last year.
Yeah.
And the knowledge is, when you have knowledge, you're confident. When you've got confidence, you can do anything. That's what I believe. That's the advice that I can give.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And probably for me, you know, a lot of people sit in the comfort zone. I work in the corporate industry for a long while, you know, a long while. And you work, you get paid, you use your money to do whatever. And some people will never get out of that situation because they don't have the mindset to say, you know what, I want that change. Believing that, you know, just work is going to continue to give them what they want, or it's going to give them that lifestyle they want. Yes, everybody's lifestyle is different, but for me, I always try to aim higher. And it would be, you know, advising someone to say, you know what, if your gut instinct say you want to get out of a situation, go for it. Because not everyone got instinct to say get out. Some people are going to say, you know what, I'm in the situation, I'm going to stay in this situation. Or I don't want to stay in, but I'm not risking going into something I'm unsure about. But not until you've gone in, been around the environment, seen the people you're working with, and surround yourself with those type of people, then you know you're in the right place.
Yeah. And are you guys now, are you wanting to start building your portfolio and doing developments and commercial conversions and
definitely.
Stuff?
Definitely.
Is that the plan?
Definitely. Yes. I have been to a lot of PPNs, and at the minute I'm pushing to the commercial development, permitted development side. We've just secured one. Depends how it goes.
Oh, you've just secured one, didn't you?
Yeah, we've secured one with the letting agent.
So is this a property to buy?
It's a property to buy, yeah.
And how are you going to be financing it?
I'm looking either at a development loan or a bridging.
Cool. What about the deposit?
I've got investors who said they will put some money up front.
Okay. Well, if you need any help with that, speak to me, man. Because I love you guys. You know.
It's literally right up our street as well. Where we, little bit of background, I used to be a hairdresser. I used to have a food trailer. So, I mean, when I was growing up, I hated cooking. I hated everything to do with the kitchen. It just makes you stink because I used to cook on the wood fire, so it's smoky everywhere. So we came and we started up this food business. And it was like...
It was doing well.
It was amazing.
Popping.
It was amazing. And we had it in Woking and Bracknell. And it was just...
Hard work.
Overwhelmed. I was just shocked because I couldn't cook growing up. And people now coming to tell me that they love my food is like, wow, what happened? Anyway... This particular property that we're looking at is an old co-op. Okay. So we've contacted the seller and what offer did you put in again?
Initially, I've gone in with the full offer, 475. Mm-hmm. However, on the mastermind last night, knowing the market at this minute, I've kind of not withdrawn my offer, but say to them that I will send through a revised offer. And the revised offer is subject to my GDV and bill costs and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because basically yesterday I banned people from paying the... Because the market's changed.
The market has changed so much to a buyer's market at the minute, yeah.
Good. Oh, well, I'm really interested in how that works out.
Yeah, because this property, we were planning to split it up in three different smaller shops at the bottom and then two flats at the top. Yeah, great. So we were thinking, should I go back into Jamaican, but we don't know. Jamaican food.
Let's discuss. To be continued. Winners Wednesday part two coming. Guys, you're awesome. Thanks for coming on the show. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you sharing the light.
Thank you so much. We feel so privileged to be here, honestly. Honestly, to have met you. You're such an inspiring person and you're not lazy. And that's what we were brought up to be not lazy, but you come here and it's like you get comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I can relax. But I've never seen, like, when we were 11, you were just a baby.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah. And you're such an inspirational person to us. It's like, wow. We were 11 and you were a baby. And you've taught us so much. I mean, I am so inspired by you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm inspired by you guys too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.